Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. We give you Father, how can we ever thank you enough for what you have done this week? We give you all glory, we give you all honor, the all-sufficient God. Thank you, our Commander-in-Chief. Thank you for starting well with us. Thank you now that you are ending well with us. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight we are here to bless your children. Even before we pray, Father, bless them. In a very, very mighty way, bless each and every one of them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Why don't you pray for someone on your right hand or your left? Shake hands with him or her and say, you are blessed. I want to bless the name of the Lord for bringing us to a successful conclusion of the Congress 2024. My assignment is to bless you, but you are already blessed. And you will remain blessed. But before we pray again, I just want to share one or two things with you very quickly. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, it'd be good if you read the whole chapter. The Bible says, if we just read from verse 6 to 9, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that sat the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against Rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Let me hear somebody shout loud and clear, the Lord is with me. I will not fear. You know the story. Moses has brought the people to the border of the promised land. And then he sent some spies to go and spy the land. And they came back, they brought reports. 10 people say it cannot be done. We can't possess the land. There are giants there. Yes, the land is flowing with milk and honey, but it's not possible. The two boys, two youth, said, the Lord is with us. We can possess the land. It is bread for us. I want to ask you, how many of you believe that we can take over the world? How many of you really, really believe that we can take over the world? Then let me hear you roar, hallelujah. We came to this land where we call Redemption City today. 41 years ago. I was a youth then, just a little over 40. Almighty God, who had told me I will build a city, brought me to a piece of property, a little more than 2 hectares. The headquarters of highway robbers, and I mean that because when we moved into the land and we were just exploring, we saw where they had hundreds of suitcases that they took from people they stopped at the road. Shoes, clothes, scattered all over the place. The headquarters of pythons. We were killing a python a week. And I mean huge ones. Pythons, the smallest I think we killed was over 5 meters long. The size of a palm tree. Poisonous snakes of all types. I mean, went to the children's room one day, and underneath the bed sheet was a very deadly snake. May we will not fear. The Lord has said, this is yours. Where you are seated now, underneath you there is a river running. If you go out there to my right, you move a little to the lowest level, you see the river. It's running under you. When it was time for us to hold a meeting here, this place was swampy ground. With that river at least 5 meters deep, the brethren told me we had less than 3 months to get ready for the first congress we held on this ground, because we had to wait for the rain to stop. That is, we have to look for somewhere else. It's not possible for this place to be ready before time. And you know me, I said, na lie. In the dictionary of my God, there's no word called impossible. They told me, what are we going to do? Here is this deep river. Do we have the kind of money that will make a bridge so long that will go from one end of the auditorium to the other? I said, bury the river. We will bury the river. When we finish our program, we will dig it up again. But that anything is going to stop us, not when God is on our side. Once again, talk to your friend and say, God is on our side. We will not fear. I'm talking to you because you are my children. And there's always a saying, like father, like son. The elders have a saying, an elephant never gives back to a dwarf. The son of an elephant is automatically big from the day of birth. By the special grace of God, I can say to you, like Paul said, be followers of me as I am of Christ. I'm following the commander-in-chief. He has never failed before. It's not possible for him to fail. Nothing can stop him. And if nothing can stop him, nothing can stop me. And if nothing can stop me, nothing can stop my children. Oh God, lift your hand one more time and say, the Lord is with me. I will not fear. You must leave this convention with that deep conviction. We will take over the world for Jesus Christ. You say, what are you talking about? Don't you see how few we are? Don't see how feeble we are? Who is talking about your strength? Didn't the Bible say, by strength shall no man prevail? Didn't the Bible say, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is of the Lord? Didn't the Bible tell you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? How can you have the Almighty God on your side and think of failure? When I told my children years ago that we are going to have churches within 5 minutes distance, everybody said, at least not in Lagos. Not in Lagos. Where are you going to find the land? But the story is different now. By the grace of God, at least in Lagos alone, we probably have close to 2,000 branches. They say it cannot be done. But that's not what God said. 10 spies said, no way. 2 boys said, there is a way. For the rest of your life, everywhere you turn, ways will open. Caleb and Joshua said, if God delights in us, well, I have good news for you, my children. God is delighted in us. March on. Don't be afraid. There will be oppositions. But every opposition will lead to a testimony. We've had so many stories about what happened here. I don't have the time to begin to tell you all. I've told you at least of a tree here that I went out one night and I saw the tree was on fire. There was fire all over the head of the tree. And I said, oh, look at my children. They prepared a fire at the bottom of this tree and forgot to put it out before they went to bed. And when I woke up the following morning, I looked at the same tree. The leaves were green. No trace of fire at all. I saw the fire burning. I saw it. I wasn't dreaming. So I called the carpenters who were here with me. This is what I saw last night. They said, we were afraid to tell you. Every night we have been hearing noises inside the tree. True story. I said, is that so? They said, yes. Yeah. So this tree is on my land. We'll cut it down. Every evil tree in your land shall go down tonight. So I called the young ones. If I was a youth, the people I'm talking about, they were younger than I. Cut down this tree. Within 5 minutes of them cutting the tree, just they started cutting it, the whole villagers gathered. Somehow, the devil told them, they're about to destroy your altar.
Ah.
What are you doing? You cut this tree down, it will rise up by tomorrow, and every one of you that took part in the cutting down, you'll be dead. I say, na lie. Say it loud and clear, na lie. We cut down the tree never rose, and we are still alive today. Every enemy expecting your death, you will hear of their funeral. Nothing must stop you. The Lord is with you. If the enemy has not been able to stop your father, the same enemy can't stop you. Go into the world. March on. Let's take over this world. For the Lord, we are the one delaying the Lord. He's counting on us. There are nations in the world where they said there's no room for a church here. And I've always told the people, that's a joke. Because the Redeemed Christian Church of God is going to be here. God bless you, my children. I want to appeal to you. Please don't waste your youth. Because this, the youth, these are the years of your strength. Bible says the glory of the youth is their strength. Don't waste time. And just like my son said yesterday, be focused. Don't look right or left. Don't be deceived by thinking that one grass is greener than yours. Be focused. We are small today, we will be big tomorrow. Daddy, you say we are small today. We are. We're going to be big tomorrow. And I also have one little advice. Please don't look down on the elders. Those people you think are, you know, they're not as youthful as you. Don't look down on them. They have tried. They have labored. They worked with me at a time when we had practically nothing. Time when we had to fetch firewood. Anytime we need to do any cooking here. At a time when we had to dig wells with our hands to get water to drink. At a time when we had to go into the bush and look for anything that looks like vegetables for us to prepare food. for convention. They were here with me then. At a time when we had convention for a whole week and we slaughtered 10 cows. We were glad. 10 cows for a convention that lasted more than 1 week. They were here. They took us from 2 hectares to a city. They have tried. Some of you may think they are tired. Even if they are tired, they have tried. Let me hear somebody say, God bless our elders. And then one thing I need to tell you about them. I see some Calebs among them who even after 40 years are still ready to say, give me this mountain. They are here. Full of fire. They might not be physically as strong as they used to be, but spiritually they are still on fire. Go ahead, give the Lord a big round of applause for the elders. They might not be as strong as they used to be, but they are wiser. They are more experienced. And there are certain things you don't learn in Bible college. Something called experience. They have seen God at work here. Their faith is deep rooted. They have seen that there is nothing God cannot do. Honor the elders. Don't look down on them. Let me close. I wasn't planning to preach. There's no way I can be among my children and not be inspired. You're wonderful children. One of my children was talking yesterday and said, you are a father in a million. I said, in only 1 million? If I'm the one saying so, I'm saying it with all humility. There's no father like me. Not because of me, but because of my children. No father like me. I have many children. Wonderful children. Strong children. Mighty soldiers. Marching forward. Let my children shout hallelujah. Glory be to God. Where can you find a father in the world that has the kind of choir that we have? Where are you going to find it? So I'm not a father in a million. I'm not even a father in a billion. And you are going to be greater than I. Oh, glory be to God. Now I'm about to pray for you. I've exceeded the 15 minutes that they gave me. But when they said 15 minutes, they were joking. Are you in a hurry to go? You want me to preach more? Thank you, Lord. Now, as at 6 p.m. last night, or this night, 6 p.m., the number of babies born has risen to 29. Twelve boys, 17 girls. Let the girls shout praise the Lord. And let the boys roar hallelujah. I want you to stand on your feet. And I want you to tell the Almighty God, Father, say it loud and clear. Everything you have done for my father, do more for me. And open your mouth and cry to him now. Everything you've done for my father, you have kept him healthy, you have kept him strong, you have kept him marching forward. And I'm his child. Everything you've done for my father, do it for me, Lord. My father says I will be greater than him. Yes, Lord, so let it be. So let it be. So let it be. Make me greater than my father. Keep me holy, Lord. Keep me pure. Keep me steadfast. Let me remain a child of yours forever. Everything you've done for my father, do more for me. Do more for me. Do more for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father and my God, you are my Father. You are my God. You are my supporter. You are my provider. You are my all in all. In your name, I decree concerning all these children you have given to me. Let them be greater than I. Let them remain healthy. Let them remain strong. Let them remain anointed. Everywhere they go, let them find favor with you. Let them find favor with men. Don't let them fail. Don't let them fall. Don't let them look back. Every obstacle in their way, remove right now. And the headquarters of Satan in their lives, Father, I decree it be demolished now. Demolish it now. For the rest of their lives, let there be nothing called impossible. Empower them. Support them. Strengthen them. Promote them. Make them the head. Don't let them ever be tail. Let it be well with them. And together let us take the world for you. Whenever you return, don't let any of us be left behind. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Turn to one or two people, say, I told you are blessed. And then you lift up your hands to the Almighty God and just bless His holy name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration.